Blog Talk Radio. Listen, dear, I realize that. Look, my bitch is all bad, my niggas all real. I ride in dick in some big tall heels. Big fat checks, big large bills. Run out flip like 10 car wheels. Cold ass bitch, I give raw chills. 10 different looks and my lips so kill. I kiss him in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that's built on wheels. Woo! I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks. All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
money.
I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bow. Shake a little ass.
Money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof. I gotta fly. I need a jet,
shit.
I need room for my legs. I got a baby, I need some money,
shit.
I need cheese for my egg. All y'all bitches in trouble. Grim brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop,
yeah.
They go pop,
pop.
That's me busting that bubble. I'm the signing with the drip. Baby mommy with the clip. Walk out fighting with a bitch. Bring a thotty to the whip. If she fine or she thick, god damn. Walking past the mirror, ooh. Damn, I'm fine. Let a bitch try me. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
money.
I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof. I got pants in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bow. Shake a little ass.
Money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coop. Bustin' out the coop, I got pants in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bitch, oh, papa, you pop. Bitch, oh, papa, whoever. You know who pops the most shit? The people who shit not together.
Okay.
You know that Cardi a freak. All my pajamas is leather. Bitch, oh, black on your ass. Wakanda forever. Sweet like a honey bun, straight like a semi gun. Roll your 101. Come get your mommy some Cardi. Yep, tip top, bitch. Kiss the ring and kick rocks, sis. Jump it down, back it up. Ayy, make that nigga put that soup. Ayy, I like my niggas dark like Deuce. Ayy, he gonna eat this ass like soup. I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than culture. All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is a KC.
You got to start off your show with a girl who racked up 5 Grammy nominations. Now, the Grammys is a gamble. You don't know how the fuck it's going to go. But at least they know that baby's name. Shout out to Cardi B. That's money. She already told you all she need is money. So while you on your timeline talking about her, where's yours? It's the one mic stand with Simply Nate. I am Simply Nate in full effect. On Stand Omni Media. I'm so thankful that they still feel like my show's relevant. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio, our partners who also play our show. Hashtag syndicated. I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm doing me. Today we are talking about Art for Us by Us. I'm going to take some time to chat with some artists who are working on telling their own stories. We are joined by Osh. Okay, who penned the DC Queer Theater Festival hit Out With Culture. This weekend, 3 sold out shows really, really took to the 10-minute scene from this play. I'm trying to get into what inspired the play. We're going to talk to you about like the background. If you missed it, damn, where you can find it. And you know, my second guest has curated an art show for like all. Everybody's been chatting about Art Basil, whatever you call it, right? Depending on where you're from and who you're talking to. That shit's expensive. That's why you only see celebrities walking away with stuff, okay? The artists are down there, 22 to one hotel room. I'm just telling you shit I really know. Not everybody that likes art can afford it. But this Saturday, Everything Must Show, no matter what your price point is, you can opt into a lottery, $29, $49, or $79 ticket to get you a piece of art from local artists. Without the starving artist part or the starving art lover part. And I just think that is truly amazing. We're going to talk about some other shit because I have a big mouth, so don't worry about it. But before we do, how about another song? We live on the One Mic Stand with Simply May. I am Simply May in full effect. Please follow me on the internet. Apparently that matters. You can't pay your bills with followers, but people clearly give a fuck. So, at I am Simply May, N-A-Y, all one word. Please get with me on Snapchat, on Instagram, Facebook / I like Simply May. And I'd really like for you to be friends. Want to follow the show because you like the show and not the show host? That's cool. It's crazy, but it's cool. At O-N-E. A lot of y'all just been trying to put that number one in. MIT Fan Show, where you will find us on the internet streets. Again, that's at One Mic Fan Show, if you want to follow the show. It's really hilarious how long go-go songs are, right? Like, there's still, like, a whole 2 minutes of Sardines and Pork and Beans by Junkyard Band, a band straight out of Berry Farm. If you didn't know, now you know. It's crazy because for those who are familiar with the Washington, D.C. area, there is construction that is completely leveling Berry Farm at this time. It's gone, right? So as folks from all over the world have asked us about chicken and mambo sauce, I wanted to take a moment, play a little go-go. I think I might play a go-go song every episode of the One Mic Stand was simply made from here on out in order to save some DC culture. Okay, I'm probably, me and go-go is probably like all that's left of DC culture. I joke, I kid, but I'm playing that song because folks hit me up, Simply Man. How do you feel about the Howard University protest and ultimately what became the tabling of the bill for a hospital on your side of the track? I found myself in a lot of politically incorrect places because I am an anomaly. I am from Ward 8, where the discussion of this hospital is, you know, where the hospital will be placed, no matter who operates it. I also attended Howard University and am a bison. So I've been able to have firsthand experience with Howard in a way in which not so many individuals who are stakeholders in this conversation have had. And if I'm candid, because I can be on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, I have hesitation around the assumption that all skin folk are kinfolk. In my time at Howard University, anytime I've been to Howard University, conversations about people from Southeast, Southeast, never came with a positive connotation. In fact, more times than not, they were met with really serious elite jokes that made me feel very othered and out of place. And I don't want that for my community. Furthermore, I really struggle with folks who feel it necessary to build their resume on the backs of poor people they don't want to build a relationship with. That's crazy. I'd love to see some community-led needs assessments from our friends at Howard. I'd love to see them over here more than a holiday with more than a dried sandwich. And I think it's very important in these conversations around community development and gentrification, et cetera, that you never know how the tide would turn when you look down at neighborhoods that you will then need to do business with and in. It's something worth considering, right? So for folks who hit us up and wanted to know about mambo sauce and everything in between, our concern is the health of our people. To give you some context over here, east of the river, we have the United Medical Center, which is the actual hospital I was born in, although at that time it was referred to as Greater Southeast Hospital. Right now, the obstetrics and gynecology unit has been shut down by the Department of Health, so no one can bear children there. We have the highest number of violent crimes in the city, yet we have no shock trauma unit. So oftentimes we lose lives because they're traveling far in order to have them saved. Our reality here sometimes seems bleak, but the resilience in the fight is real. And I don't think that any of us should be scared to ask for adequate resources for our community, no matter where we came from and no matter how we get them. So I'm looking for the folks who want to do the work. I'm looking for the folks who are willing to offer as many amenities and as much cultural humbleness, because I have no interest in cultural competency. to the folks east of the river. And I'm not saying without a shadow of a doubt that I know that to be Howard University, but I also don't stand in the face of believing they don't deserve a chance. So I say all of that to say the bill has been tabled, so we don't know what's going to happen. And I'll keep you all updated. But for folks who wanted to know about the things DC that have made it to some major conversation spaces, yes, I have had chicken and mambo sauce, and Mario Bowser has too. And yes, I do believe that Howard deserves a seat at the table, but I also believe that everybody needs to remember that that table belongs to the folks east of the river. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to agree with me. This ain't your show. It's just facts. Feel free. You can holler at us about this. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We have our own page. This is my show. I can say what I want. And I am. So we're going to move right into the first topic of conversation. I told you all, I'm going to be hosting a show on Saturday. And it's going to be a big deal. I really want you to come to Everything Must Show Saturday, December 15th. You have no excuse because it's from 3 to 7. So you can go do every fucking thing else and still do this. It's going to be at the Milk Boy Art House, 7416 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland, 20740. Get your ride together now if you don't seem to have a way to get there. Uber, Lyft, it's an entire thing. Want to let you know that this is a lottery where you can, like, choose your own sort of scenario. You've got $29 tickets, $49 tickets, or $79 tickets. And ticket sales are going to stop at 6 p.m. And you'll find out what piece of art you get. So that's the event. But let's talk to the curator, Amy Lokoff. I had the pleasure of working with her through Story District storytelling class. Some of you came, got tickets, saw that. It was fun, wasn't it? Great. But Amy didn't curate that show. Since then, Amy's been doing a lot of major things. Before then, Amy was doing a lot of major things. And this is the latest. How are you, Amy? Amy, you're live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay.
Hello?
Hey, hi. I think you were muted or something.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry. I had you on speakerphone because I was, like, waiting. Anyway, hi.
Cool. How'd you like the tunes we had for you? Gave you a little bit of go-go.
I've been enjoying.
Real ratchet today.
Cardi was fun. I hadn't heard that song.
Yes. See, we tried it.
I was bopping to it.
It gets serious radio play, but you know, I'm not talking about people's breakups. I'm not talking about people's breakups with folks who ain't even in relationships. So let's talk about those Grammys. That's all. That's my take on Cardi B these days. But I wanted to talk to you a bit about Everything Must Show. Before we get to that, though, can you introduce yourself to the folks listening to the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay? We're international, so, you know, some people might not know you.
Yes, sure. So hi, I'm Amy Loco or Amy Lokoff, depending on where you've seen me. I am a curator and creative economy catalyst, based in Washington, D.C. I've been living in the area for a long time doing different types of art stuff, but really in the last year I've branched out to do, more of my own programming. So far I've curated two shows, hosted a few different events, involved in the art scene in a whole variety of ways. And right now I'm working on Everything Must Show, which is an affordable art show, because I found that with my other shows, fine art wasn't selling, and I think it's important for people to invest in art.
I think so, too. I have a lot of art around that's not hung up because of poor time management. And apparently poor spatial awareness, according to my wife. I don't know if that's a thing. Maybe someone can stop me from having that be a thing. But I wanted to ask, when did you encounter art And was that a separate time from when you realized you loved it?
I think I've always been around art in some capacity or another. I used to make more of my own art. So when I was a kid, I like took a lot of art classes, was drawing, always had like a notebook or something with me. And when I was a kid, I was more like thought I wanted to be like a fashion designer or something like that. But I was really lucky. My mom especially like really raised me around art, would take me to galleries, or not galleries so much as museums, and you know, was always like, so I was just always around it, always doing stuff. It's taken me up until more recently to realize that I didn't need to make art to be around art. And so that's sort of been a little bit of a shift, to be the person sort of behind the scenes making the art happen versus, you know, like right in the limelight, maybe. So
definitely. I totally understand that. I get it. I want to expound on it. Like, for example, the DC Queer Theater Festival, I got to direct. So, like, nobody saw me, but I was there. I was involved. Mm-hmm. I did the thing. And I think, like, once again, that time management we just talked about really has kind of put the level of being able to contribute to live theater, because that's a hell of a commitment, right? And, like, even creating is a commitment, right? Like, it's a fucking lifestyle. It takes a level of self-confidence. Mm-hmm. It takes a vision. It then takes the execution. And then you have to beg people to see your worth. So, like, a level of resilience. Did you ever dwell in that capacity ever?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, it's been a process. It's been a process to get where I am right now, and I'm still figuring it out. Like, I mean, just talking about, like, yeah, resilience is half of what art making is, or art doing. Anything creative requires you to push past so many insecurities, you know, not having enough resources in one variety or another. And sort of needing to have workarounds. So my process for becoming a curator is really, like, I studied art in school, in college, and then when I got out, I really didn't feel that compelled to make my own work, and I felt awful about myself. You know, like, I felt like I was failing somehow as a person because I didn't find myself, like, wanting to create. But I love to talk about other people's work. And so, like, the sort of discovering that you can, curating a show is another form of art, and where maybe you're not making a tangible painting, but, you know, you have influence in terms of what art looks good together, what work needs to be seen, helping to facilitate conversations. And that's what I always wanted. That's why I was interested in art in the first place, was because art is the starting point for conversations and connection. And there's a whole thing you can do that's just, like, focused on that aspect of it.
You're inspirational as shit. Next, you should do workshops where people just do their art while you talk to them. You know, like TED Talk-ish, but with canvas and shit. Like, with supplies. You know what I'm saying? Like, that... that's inspirational. You got me ready to write a poem or something. Let's talk everything must show. And then I have a hell of a game for you called 29-49-79, okay? Yes.
Oh,
let
man.
Me explain the game. The way the game works is I'm going to be talking about different imaginary basic artwork done by different celebrities. And you indicate if you would be willing to pay $29.49 or $79 for it, okay? Fuck it,
okay.
Let's do that first, and then close out with
okay, cool,
show.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about this.
Okay, here it goes.
Yeah.
A coloring page by Marilyn Monroe, The Child, $29.49.
Honestly, like, 29. I feel like I don't get, like, obsessing over celebrity objects. Like, I would not pay that much for that.
Cool. $29 for that. All right. Play-Doh shaped in the form of the Washington, D.C. skyline. 29, 49, $79. Artist unknown.
Nothing. Man, I hate that kind of stuff. Oh, man. I hate how, like, when people think of DC art, they think of just paintings of the DC skyline. I'm over that.
I hate that shit, too, but I also kind of like it. It's like both. It's like I beat a motherfucker to pay $79 for it so that Karen from Kansas couldn't. Like, if I'm just mm-hmm. being honest about my life.
Right.
Okay.
So that you could own it. Yeah.
Just so
I hear
my,
that. I don't know. Story. I just hate that because, like, that's not D.C. to me, and it makes me mad that that's, like, all those people would think of, you know, as the Capitol building or whatever.
A slime piece
mm-hmm.
made by children of celebrities.
Made by what?
Children of celebrities. So it's a piece of art. It's made out of slime because that's what kids like, but it's all children of celebrities. Mm-hmm. $29,
$49, $79. Maybe $79, depending on the piece. I don't know. Kids make some cool stuff.
Right? I believe the children are future. That's how I feel about that. All right, we got one more.
Okay, cool. I'm excited.
A pair of paper planes made
mm-hmm.
by the Obamas. Made by the Obamas. Bam. Basic-ass paper planes, no special wings. They are not jets. They are the standard basic white paper, notebook paper, not even, you don't even
mm-hmm.
have, like, computer paper. Airplane.
Oh, I would pay $79 for that. I would turn it into a mobile or something and be like, here's my mobile of planes by the Obamas.
Right.
I would love that.
It would give me some hope
on a really sad day.
That's it. Be like, these motherfuckers took time to make paper planes for
right.
me. So listen, that was fun. Kind of get people warmed up for, like, the lottery that's going to happen at Everything Must Show.
Yay.
I gave the folks the details. We'll be giving it to them again. I'm wearing heels. Y'all should come. They're sparkly.
Yes.
I'm also wearing a dress. You should come. It's important, I think. So, like, tell the folks a bit about the event, something I might have missed.
Yes.
You know, what should they know?
So, 16 local artists, I'm actually in the middle of meeting with two of them right now, are going to be selling their work at different price points, $29, $49, and $79. The event, however, is free. It's this Saturday, 3 to 7. So you can still come and just look cute. You don't need to buy art if you don't want. You know, but maybe you'll surprise yourself and when you see what we've got. If you buy one of the lottery tickets, it guarantees that you will get a piece of art. It also guarantees that you'll get a really cute sticker that I designed that says, ask me about my art collection. And you will also get a free glass of something bubbly, alcoholic or non, depending on your preference. So, like, no matter what, you're coming away with a bunch of things besides the art, a fun event and art and all the other things I just mentioned. So a lot of reasons to come. Obviously, Simply Nay will be emceeing, so, you know, you'll get some laughs in. It's at Milk Boy Art House, which if you haven't been, it's in College Park, like right off of UMD's campus. It's a really cool music venue. The gallery space is on the second floor, so you'll get to kind of see a new bar that's kind of new. It's only been open about a year and a half. And, I think it's like a really good opportunity to buy art either as a holiday gift of some sort, you know, like the gift that keeps giving. It really shows that you're paying attention to what people like and who they are. You know, it's like really whatever you're going to buy is going to be one of a kind. And the other thing is you could use it to decorate your space, like treat yourself. This time of year, we don't do that enough where you want to like celebrate that you've done another year and that you've made it through before 2018 wraps. So that's the perfect way to self-care is to buy yourself a piece of work for your home or your office that means something to you.
or just walk around with me and people watch for free. That's an option. That was
That's totally an option.
Time for the free, but I do think
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good time
to come and look cute and just see.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just telling people, if they come over trying to talk to me for free, I'm going to be talking about the art they can buy. So that's what we're talking about. I'm just letting you know now, we'll be talking about art that you can buy there. Right. No pressure. But I really want to see folks in the space. I thank you so much, Amy, for making art affordable. It's a big deal. I'm excited. I didn't know you were all degreed and college credited in this. That excites me, majorly.
I mean, but you don't need an art degree to make art, you know? I just happen to have it, but it's but there's plenty of artists out here that are making work that are, yeah.
That is worth applauding. Here, we give you applause. We're clapping for you. This is us. Thank you. I appreciate your time and the time of the two people who are not named, who are in the meeting that became the radio show. That was amazing. I think it's great. We are going to play another Grammy-nominated artist, and then we're going to be talking to Ashabi Okay, who is the writer of Out With Culture. It's a big deal on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Amazing Amy is doing a show and you should come. I'm going to play this song.
Drug boy status showtime. The streets don't give a damn. They're filled with such pollution. The kids don't stand a chance. We're trapped inside the matrix. Abandoned my old planet and I left.
Janelle Monae fans know that this song is not on the album. This is a way back in the day before she told y'all she was on the spectrum of gay. Janelle Monae song. I'm just saying. I'm a fan, Joy. Been a fan, Joy. Had the occasion of seeing Miss Monae this week. Worked diligently to, you know, just going to give y'all the tea, right? So it's me, it's my wife, it's a friend of mine and her friend. All going to see Miss Monae. We encounter a young lady who was first for questions, but of course the Bammas who won a record deal bum rushed the baby. They were very wrong for not giving this baby to Mike. It's okay though, because God had other plans. Baby girl had a whole meltdown. Like, I don't think I've seen a good meltdown like that in a long time. And that's what caught my attention. Like, I can't just watch a teenager in pain. Shout out to my day job, and just keep going about my business and be like, oh, they big as shit. I don't care. Like, that's not my ministry. So I'm like, what's wrong? You know, and it dawned on me this was the same girl who was first for her question to be asked, but, you know, got overlooked by the dude who wanted the record deal, right? Grown-ass man wanted the record deal. It was upsetting, so I had on my Electro Phi Beta jacket, and I think maybe the Smithsonian thought maybe I might have worked for Wonderland or something. I don't know. But nonetheless, I had to, can you please inform Ms. Monae that there's a teenager outside that is having a complete meltdown, a black teenage girl who's 14 years old, who was first to ask the question but was overlooked. So this girl who does not know me, yes, we were strangers. No, I was not her auntie. No, she's not a Future Foundation youth. Yes, we were complete and total strangers. Looks at me like, this girl is crazy. I just wanted to cry. Like, let me have my meltdown. And so I'm trying to occupy her. Also praying and manifesting that Janelle comes from behind this curtain. The girl looking at me like, bitch. She said, because she had home training, but she was looking at me like, ain't no Janelle Monae coming from back there. Who the fuck is a nay to be telling somebody nay said? And sure as my name is not Shirley, Janelle Monae came from behind those curtains and addressed that young lady. But here's the bonus, right? She then brought the lady up in her Trailblazer Award speech the very, very, very next day. The very next day. So that was beautiful. We have the speech as well as their entire one-on-one interaction on the One Mic Stand Facebook. You might want to give it a look-see. And so, you know, for that reason and so many more, I am hoping that she scores that album of the year Grammy. Y'all missing it. It's like when Malcolm X got nominated for one movie, but he had done all them damn movies that was just a blessing to black culture at large. But that ain't what we're talking about right now. We are talking about Out With Culture. I directed in the DC Queer Theater Festival. I told y'all about it. I asked you to get tickets. You did. Or at least you sent your friend to. Somebody did. Those seats were full. And to the folks who text me, who were trying to come and couldn't, it's all love. There will be other opportunities to come see Simply Nay do a thing. I promise. And you'll hear about all of them on the One Mic Stand. I promise. So, back to this weekend. The DC Queer Theater Festival has been around since about 2011. Traditionally, they've told queer stories. Those may not have always been black stories. They may not have always been colorful stories, but they're around to tell queer stories. I have had, this will now be my third production, second event, right, that I've produced with the DC Queer Theater Festival. And I have none other than the playwright of Out With Culture on the line. How are you, Ash?
Hello, how are you?
I'm maintaining. You're live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I'm Simply
Hello.
Nay.
This is my Hello. Show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. So we're chatting. I felt like this is a very important conversation. I wanted to talk to you about it. I know who you are. The folks who listen may not. Can you introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. My name is Asha B. O.K., or like everyone else like to say, Asha B. O.K. I go by Asha K. as well. I'm from the DMV area. I was born in Washington, D.C., raised in Maryland, but, you know, I move back and forth. I get around. I've been writing for forever. I wasn't the kid that, like, wanted toys all the time. I will always, like, go get a pad and pen. That's always been my thing. I had books on top of books on top of books. Still to this day, every time someone gives me a gift, they buy a book. So it started off with poetry and songwriting, and then it led to storytelling. And now I'm a screenwriter and a playwright, and I've been doing it for a while now. And this will be my second play, 10-minute play, to be produced.
It's hard to tell a 10-minute story. Can you tell folks who aren't familiar with the theater world about the concept of, and like how 10-minute plays are a thing? It's not like, let me just give you this 10 minutes. It's like really a whole playwright thing. It's a cultural and community mm-hmm. thing. Can you share that with folks who don't be in the theater streets?
Technically, it's, so it's not a full-length play, of course. Full-length plays are usually about 60 minutes or more, about 50 to 60 pages or more. A 10-minute play is usually about 10 to 11 pages, and it's technically you push each – a minute is a page, technically. And so you're technically telling a story in 10 minutes, and it's upbeat. It's fast. You got to kind of get to the point quicker. But it's great because it's like many episodes. And you can get full off of that 10 minutes. And you don't need, you know, a whole hour to tell a story or even to bless a life. And it's amazing that you can just cram something so important in 10 minutes and get the story and the message across.
Yes, you can. The message was gotten. There were 7 total plays in the DC Queer Theater Festival. Yours was hands down best received. And I'm not saying that because I directed it, y'all. If you bought a ticket, you know.
Absolutely.
Folks can call in. We have receipts, 646-787-8623 if you saw the shit. I'm just saying. Oh, wait, we have a caller. Who saw the shit? Hold on. We're live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. It's me. It's Osh. You
hey,
saw it.
Osh. I saw the show. I thought it was well received as well. It just got we got some behind the scenes the video too, the last performance, and then it just got better from there. So like I just want to congratulate y'all. The writing was amazing, the characters.
Thank you. And
everybody who acted in the show really did do excellent as well.
Now, Carla, you have your customer service voice on. Are you Black? It matters for this conversation. It does. It doesn't always matter today. It does always matter. But I'm just saying on the phone.
Yes, I'm indeed Black.
Okay, cool. We're just going to talk.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I hung up on them. I'm sorry. We only got a little bit of time, and you know how it is. Listen. So yeah, people liked it. It's basically what we're trying to tell y'all. I think it's amazing that you were able in 10 minutes to like uplift being Nigerian, uplift being queer, uplift living in America, uplift stereotypes. Like you said a lot of shit in 10 minutes. For folks who missed it, we're not going to tell you the play because you too could have out wolf culture in your show if you like, right? You're not tabling it. It's an option. People.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a yeah. We're not out here giving it out for the free. That's nope. No,
not
this
here.
Is not the bootleg tell a play. But I do want to know what inspired you to say, you know. Poot it. I'm going to throw all these intersections at everybody. You catch them or not, but I'm going to submit this piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically it started with, I've always seen like, you know, white coming out stories. And like here and there you might hear, you know, the typical African-American coming out story. But I never really saw the whole dynamic of being African. And it was just one of those things where I was like, I never saw this, so let me do something I've never seen, because 9 times out of 10, my fellow brother or sister haven't seen it as well. And it was very important to me because I am Nigerian and I support the LGBT community. And I have a lot of friends in the community as well. So it was important for me because I felt as though, why not write this? You know, people deserve to see this. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, I'm going to write this. I have, of course, a Nigerian household. And I get the behind the scenes, you know. And it's very important because, yes, it's one thing to, you know, love yourself and to fully take in, like, this is who I am and this is who I love. But it's hard. And I wanted to show, like, this is a young girl who thought, like, she had it good. You know, I ain't going to spill all of it. But, you know, and then it was like, oopsies, surprise. And I wanted it to be fun. I wanted it to be funny. I wanted it to be warm. And I wanted it just to show that you never know what can happen and everything happens for a reason.
Everything does happen for a reason, even down to you and I had never met one another prior to actually show day. Like, never encountered each other prior to show day. I am not African. Yet I was able to tap on some folks who were. We only had one cast member who was not directly of African heritage, like had a Nigerian mom or dad. Like, you know, and I want to know, what about the authenticity of the casting, right, in general for pieces, not just your own, but like when we choose folks who are racially ambiguous to tell pieces about race. Just, you know, when we want to choose cisgender people who haven't had trans experiences to tell transgender stories. Like, what about that? How did that feel for you? Because I know in our interactions privately, you seemed surprised. But, like, this is a safe space to, like, speak on that.
I'm a big advocate for it, especially because I've been watching movies my whole entire life, and television is a huge thing to me, and I think representation is super great. I got that from my mom. My mom collects movies. So any movie that is out there, I have it, believe it or not. So it really got me because, quick story. So I'm big on, like, the Creep Show and everything. And one of my favorite stories on the Creep Show is about the Native American in his shop. And when I was younger, and my mom is Native American, I was so obsessed with it because I was like, oh, he's so beautiful, and I love his hair. And when I got older, and, you know, I know how to use Google now, come to find out the Native American that I was drooling over was a white man in black makeup. And it hurt me. I'm getting emotional talking about it because I love this show so much. And it was like, there's tons of Native Americans out there. And for you to put this white man in makeup and put a wig on him, it hurt me because there was other real Native Americans in the piece. But for you to go out there and to do that, I felt fooled. I was hurt. Because it was something very close and dear to my heart and my childhood. And they really got me. I mean, they gave homeboy contact and everything. And so made it, you know, absolutely. I made it my vow to, you know, to stand up for those of color and for, you know, you have to hold the casting directors, you know, accountable too. Because, you know, you might not can't get the exact thing, but get the closest to. You get what I'm saying? And you did that. You executed it perfectly. You dotted your I's. You crossed your T's. And it was a blessing that we've got the lovely cast that we've gotten. And it's just that if it's the closest thing, great. But to take it to a measure where you take somebody that's not and make them into something else when those people are available, and if you present yourself and do your research and look for them, you know, we have to hold certain people in the industry accountable. And ever since I realized that, I'm like, look, I will fight, you know. So it's important, but I feel as though as long as it's not off, and it can be executed, and the actor and actresses can actually connect and understand. That's all that matters.
So in the future, what does it look like for folks to support your artistry? I know you're going to Bowie State. Can folks bless your Cash App? Like, can they come to your next show? Like, what does it look like to make sure that you can continue to tell stories and to do your work in a way that isn't strenuous, that allows you to create from a place of, you know, purity and passion without, like, yeah, we all have bills, but, like, without being beholden to capitalism, right? Like, we always say support is free. So what does it look like for you to be supported?
Money is great, you know, because I love playwriting, but I'm huge on digital. So I want to be working on some more short films in the upcoming future. I'm working on a book as well. So it's one of those things that, you know, we all need those type of things, like you said. But social media is important. Word by mouth is important. Support, encouragement. Because, you know, sometimes we create this art, we create these pieces. And, you know, especially when you have this passion for something where, you know, we're raised, you want that secure piece. Like, you should be a doctor or a dentist. But, you know, I know that's not my ministry. I know that my pen and my thoughts and my visions are super important and can bless lives. And I realized sooner than later, thank God, that I couldn't be selfish with my gift. I was very selfish. I was scared to come out with my poetry. I was scared to come out with my stories. But once I realized that my gift was bigger than me, I mean, the blessings have been flowing in. Absolutely. And I'm really grateful for that. So that's super huge. So I have social media. My Instagram is AshaBeOkay, A-S-A-B-I. OKE is all together. My Twitter is AYEOKEAOK. You would like to send money, that would be great. Donations are super appreciative, especially I'm working on a super duper project for 2019. And I'm super grateful for that too, because this will be my first digital project. So that will be helpful if it's in anyone's heart.
That's beautiful. Well, you know, you don't come on my show and not play a game. Oh, we have callers. If you have something you want to say, press 1 so that production knows that you have commentary. But, like, stay in there listening and calling to hear from you, and we can see and press 1 to let us know you got something to say on the One Mic Stand with Simply Mayor. If you didn't even know that you could call our live radio show, the number is 646-787-8623. So, the name of this game. Oh, somebody has to say, hold on 1 second. I'm going to get right to you. We're going to come up with a movie title, and then
okay. You
are going to come up with the scenario, because you're the writer, right? I'm just giving you a title, and then you telling folk what had happened was, okay? What we're going to go on? But let's see. Caller, you're live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. If your number ends in 3817, we're talking to you. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Mecca.
Hi, Mecca.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mecca.
Hey. I was calling in to say that I am a true fan of Asha B. I had the pleasure of seeing both of her 10-minute plays that were produced, and they were amazing. The way she writes, she does not skip a beat. There's never a dull moment, and I am genuinely a fan and never disappointed. And I'm looking forward to everything that she's going to do in the future.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for calling. Check us out. Oh, wow. Mecca was like, I've been to all the shows. You late. Okay. Oh. I didn't see all the things. All right. That was a blessing.
Thank you so much.
She was like, I've seen all this stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. It's all good. Let's put that on air. Yes. I love a good receipt, honey. I am a keeper. of receipts. Shout out to Nick Cannon, who has learned to be the keeper of receipts too. He pulling out Twitters from when Twitter started tweeting, honey. Yes, he learned that from Howard University. HU, y'all already know. I don't got to do too much. So back to our game. Oh, hold on, we got another caller with shit to say. It is okay. We're live on the one mic stand with Simply Nay. If your number ends in 4567, oh wow, that's deep. You better pay your bill because they're gonna get enough. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm maintaining. Thank you so much for listening to my little show.
Oh, I love it. I'm so excited. So excited. I was at the show as well yesterday. Not to be biased, but I'm actually okay's mom.
Mommy on the line.
And you did some job directing, my daughter writing the play. I mean, it was just so beautiful. I cried the entire time just to see her work come alive, just to see you guys perform it, as well as, you know, the mom role, the Baba's role, and Felipe's role. It just did so much to my heart, my spirit. And to see you come out and work with her, it just was an awesome, awesome, awesome show.
Well, I think I really appreciate your commentary, particularly as a Black mother who went to see a queer show. We have so many parents that like can't parent beyond their own stuff. And I think that your relationship with Osh is like a testimony to what's possible if you allow yours to be great, right? And so like there's to our show who aren't capable of doing that. Is it possible that you can just take a moment to speak to the moms and the parents who might really be blocking their blessings because they're not trying to let their son write a play or their daughter be honest about their existence? Like, you know, can you talk to them for a second? Because I don't have no kids. And that's what they say to me when I try to snatch edges.
Well, first I would say God is love. And he doesn't discriminate. And once we learn to love our kids and meet them where they are, no matter what the situation is, no matter what they're, you know, experiencing or what their experience in life is, for me, my daughter has a great deal of friends from her going to Gwynn Park, from her going to Bowie. You know, she just said, she has a lot of friends that's in the LGBT. I always get it wrong, but that the community, and they all call me mom. They love on me. It's no difference. They come to my house just to drop her off or to spend time with her and don't want to leave because I'm being mommy. You know, if parents learn to meet their children right where they are and love them in spite of, no matter what it is, you know, we have to learn how to remember, we were once kids ourselves, and you brought that out in the play. You know, when mommy sat down and she was talking to her daughter, she said, look, you forgot I did some things too. And when we be honest with ourselves, you know, if we go back, like Betty Wright say, oh, now I remember when she asked them a question, you know, you know, then it'll come back to you. Your experiences. So, like I said, honesty is one of the best policies. Sometimes the truth do hurt, but we have to learn that when a person is being honest with us, just try to ask God to give you the patience, the understanding, to just love them. Love is the greatest power we could ever have on us and can ever share with anyone, race, denomination, ethics, anything, you know. Sexuality, love will rise above everything.
Thank you. That was such a blessing.
I love y'all.
I love you more.
Love
I really
you.
Appreciate you being on my show. That was so heartwarming. We have a British lady telling us that our show's over, so we're not even going to get a chance to play the damn game. But we can do something, you know, on one of the interwebs, and y'all follow us and get to see us in person playing the game because we'll be hanging out and talking more art stuff.
Absolutely.
I appreciate being able to work with you at any time. If you need anything, I consider you a friend. You have my number, my real number, so you can hit me Again, Outward Culture was amazing. I look forward to seeing more from Asha B. Ash, okay. It's going to be amazing. I can't
wait to
watch the movies and shit that you make. Folks are going to really continue to be touched by your work. And I'm not saying that because I directed the last thing. I'm saying that because you've been vicious as Mecca.
Oh, you got
to take the people.
Personal advice.
Thank you. Thank you. I just try to keep my connection positive, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with burning bridges to nowhere, but that's not what this is. We're going to close out with another song that, like, I don't know what rock Lil Wayne crowd from up under. I love Lil Wayne. I've always loved Lil Wayne. He a problem child, and he'll tell you that. But I have always loved Lil Wayne. This little uproar song where this Louisiana baby then took this New York beat, just wherever I am, I just want to stop in Harlem Shake. And so I just want to end my show with a song that makes me hip-hop happy, okay? Like, I really just want to just, like, make one of them music videos where I'm dancing on an escalator, blocking people from getting to work to this song.
Y'all know his name? Hey, yo, Mac, ladies and gentlemen, C5.
Oh!
Wing time.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo.
Zone, 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 zone. Let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but, if you ain't got a lighter, what the fuck you smoking for?
What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo.
Bow.
You a roughneck, I'm a cutthroat.
Oh.
You a tough guy, that's enough joke.
Damn.
Then the sun die, the night is young though. The diamond still shine, in a rough hole. What the fuck though?
Yeah.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go?
Oh.
It's a shit show, put you front row.
Damn.
Talking shit, bro, let your tongue show. Money over bitches and above hoes. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside, what the fuck for?
Oh.
I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the fuck, yo? Where the love go?
Oh.
Trade the ski mask, put a muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go? It's a Swiss B, that'll drums go. If she iffy, that'll drugs go. If she simply double cup toast. I got a duffo, full of hundos. That'll love go. Where's the uproar?
What
the fuck though? Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo. What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo. Get the fuck though.
Oh.
I don't bluff, bro.
Oh.
I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff though.
Damn.
Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke.
That's
at your front door, with a gun store. Knock, knock, who's there is how it won't go. Just a jungle, so have the utmost for the nutsos. And we nuts though. What the fuck, bro?
Oh.
Where I'm from, bro?
Oh.
We grow up fast,
whoa,
we roll up slow.
Oh.
We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dread life, ain't time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a con roll. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listen, it's a Bono, you listen to Dono. What the fuck, bro? Where the love go? Swizzy, he the chef, I like my lunch gross. Just look up, bro, that the studs go. I see the shovel, but where did bro go? To the unknown. Only way he coming back is through his unbones. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the love, bro? What the fuck, though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck, though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo. What the fuck, though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck, though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo.